For WNPR News, I'm Ray Hardman. Today is World Refugee Day. An exhibit at the New Haven Museum shares the compelling stories and work from refugee artists that have resettled in the New Haven area. The six artists represented in the new exhibit, Stories from Near and Far, Refugee Artists in New Haven, fled some of the most repressive countries in the world. With the help of New Haven-based Integrated Refugee and Immigrant Services, or IRIS, these artists found a new home in the United States. Susan Clenard is the curator of the exhibit.
It's unimaginable, I think, for most of us to think of having been imprisoned or being persecuted or death threats.
For all of these artists, the nightmares and scars of their former lives figure prominently in their art. Take, for example, a work called End of the Tunnel by artist Moussa Guyai, who fled Mauritania, a West African country with serious human rights concerns, including slavery and child labor. The painting is awash in red, except for a small yellow dot and a much larger yellow circle.
The small dot symbolizes kind of the entry point of this claustrophobic, like he experienced persecution in his country. And then at the end of the tunnel is this larger opening and this more free, expansive feeling of, being able to express himself.
A fascinating aspect of this exhibit is the juxtaposition between art created in their home countries and art created in New Haven. For 21-year-old Iraqi painter Warood Mahmoud, the realistic portraits she painted in her home country give way to a more abstract style in her adopted country.
She's loosened up a bit, and she's telling more stories in her work about her anxieties and just the journey itself. There's a sense of being able to take a deep breath and breathe.
Susan Clenard has known some of these artists for years. What she didn't know was their stories, how they got here, and what they left behind.
These people had a full life where they were. I mean, it sounds so simplistic, but I think that in the negative rhetoric that we hear so oftentimes, especially now in the media, like, you know, this is just try to appreciate just the common, our shared humanity. Forget about the fact that, you know, they're persecuted because of their religious beliefs or whatever. How about this person had a family and a life where they were, and by no fault of their own, they had to flee.
The last part of the exhibit is a display of photographs by Iraqi refugee Mahir Mahmoud. Among them, a close-up of a little girl with tears streaming down her cheek.
He saw this little girl weeping, and he was asking everybody why, you know, was she okay? And they were telling him that she keeps looking for her mother and father, and no one told her yet that they had died in Syria. And she just looked up, and at that moment, he took a photo. And it's piercing because, you know, you can sense the innocence and the angst.
Stories from Near and Far, Refugee Artists in New Haven, runs through September 10th at the New Haven Museum. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.